His name is Mr. Snow, and an upstanding man is he. He comes home every night in his round-bottom boat with a net full of herring from the sea. An almost perfect beau, as refined as a girl could wish. But he spends so much time in his round-bottom boat that he can't seem to lose the smell of fish. The first time he kissed me, the whiff of his clothes knocked me flat on the floor of a room. But now that I love him, my heart's in my nose, and fish is my favorite perfume. Last night he spoke quite low, and a fair-spoken man is he. And he said, Miss Pipridge, I'd like it fine if I should be wed with a wife. And indeed, Miss Pipridge, if you'll be mine, I'll be yours for the rest of your life. Next moment we were promised, and now my mind's in a maze. For all I can do is look forward to that wonderful day of days. When I marry Mr. Snow, the bees make a prison and a farm of bees. The birds will make a racket in the churchyard trees. When I marry Mr. Snow, when I marry Mr. Snow, the bees love a buzz and live the hum of bees. The birds will make a racket in the churchyard trees. When I marry Mr. Snow, then it's off to home we'll go. And both of us look a little dreamy-eyed, a drive into the cottage by the ocean side, where the salty breezes blow. He'll carry me across the threshold, and I'll be as meek as a lamb. Then he'll set me on my feet, and I'll say kind of sweet, well, Mr. Snow, here I am. There's me, so I know that everything will be as right can be, living by the cottage in the sea with me. For I love that Mr. Snow, that over fair and bold and daring, big be whiskered, overbearing, dark.